And now it's time for your letters. Last week, ethicist Randy Cohen suggested it was not fair for a Missouri pediatrician to drop patients who repeatedly miss appointments. Randy implied that doctors should be more understanding, since it is usually the patients who end up in the waiting rooms. Randy's tone got listener Richard Hyman's temperature up. The Cincinnati doctor writes the delays on the doctor's side cannot be helped. He writes, children have the inconsiderate habit of getting sick at inopportune times. Parents have the inconsiderate habit of wanting their children seen right away. And the science of medicine has the inconsiderate attribute of sometimes being time-consuming and inexact. Santa Cruz, California resident Paul Bridges wrote in to express his displeasure with the story we ran last week, our profile of do-it-yourself sculptor Stephanie Nagorka. Bridges writes that Nagorka's art creations using concrete blocks in Home Depot left me wondering whether there wasn't perhaps a more constructive form of art she could pursue, if you'll pardon the pun. Art Wegweiser disagreed, writing that Nagorka's art should be more lucrative. He's from Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, and he writes, any moron, that's what he writes, any moron might recognize that this is a great and unique opportunity to attract patrons and make Home Depot stores a little less dull. They should immediately make this woman a handsome offer to continue her project. Nagorka's the best advertising Home Depot could get. That's according to Cindy Chamberlain, another marketing-savvy listener from Elizabethtown, Kentucky. She writes they really ought to pay her. Our Mother's Day tribute prompted this letter from T.J. Baugus. All right, I'm a softie. Terry Ryan's story about her mother's parrot was very touching. This feeling could be enhanced by the fact that I was born and raised in Ohio. Clancy, the parrot, could easily have been mimicking my grandmother in the clips I heard. My mother may not understand or appreciate the gift, but I very much want to buy her an African gray parrot for Mother's Day. Finally, listeners who want to improve their short game wanted the ergonomically sound and mechanically efficient putter that was developed by the entrepreneurs in our North Carolina unemployment story. Well, if you want to, you can find out more about the golf club by sending an email to bob@downthelineconcepts.com. People have also been asking about a Southern Music CD compilation that we featured on this program recently. If you want to learn more, just check out oxfordamericanmag.com. Now, you can ask us anything you want by writing to WATC@npr.org. And who knows, we might even have an answer.